Memories of over 30 years at the beach. Way back in the dim dark ages, that is 1971, an auction took place at the Lands Office for 6 lots at Jalunda, now known as Saunders Beach. One lot in Attle Street was successfully purchased by a man who many years later I met and married. In the contract, improvements to the property had to be made within 7 years, or the land would be forfeited. In 1978, just before the deadline, a concrete foundation slab was laid, thus avoiding problems for us. We were living interstate and had 2 children, and decided in late 83 to build our house and settle into life at the beach. The house was completed a year later, and who would have thought we'd still be here in 2015, minus the children. The beach was a great place for young families, a small village and not likely to become anything else. It would lose the community personality if it became any bigger. Few changes have happened over the years we've lived here. The community centre, 2 houses trucked in and installed on their waiting properties, and a dining precinct. On the beach itself, there was a rocky outcrop just off Reef Street camping area. It was very prominent for many years, and the kids would climb all over it and pretend they were mountain climbers. Now the sand has all but covered it over. Families have come and gone, and we have seen Townsville population come creeping quite rapidly towards us. But we still hold to the small village atmosphere. Kids have access to more than 2 schools. Shopping is at least 15 minutes closer, and more medical facilities are readily accessible. 1990-1991 was a period of good rainfall during the wet season. A particular bad weather event had us all fed up and wanting the sun to shine. One family on K Street, one morning, heard a very unusual thud at their back door. The back door was facing the road, not the seaside. The young mother, about to open the door to see what was making the noise, saw a crocodile hitting the wire door screen. The swamp opposite was full to capacity with flood water, and we supposed the croc wanted to dry off. A bit of a shock, to say the least. In 2004, again we had bad weather approaching, and a small single-engine plane landed on the sand, much to the surprise of residents on the beachfront. The pilot thought it safer to land than risk the inclement nature of the storm. There is an article about this on the community centre's notice board. Even though the distance we had to travel to shop, work and or school was at times a pain, I found I could gather my thoughts and plan the work for the day, and the drive home, once we had reached Saunders Beach turnoff, the winding down was great. Peace. Working in town didn't allow us to get to know many of the village people, but if they had a dog, and the dogs were walked on the beach, we would acknowledge everyone, and especially Jasper, Ozzie, Alf, Woofer, Diesel, Bruiser, and so on. What couldn't you love about our beach? Kilometres of beautiful sand. Even after a storm, when other areas' debris has been washed up. We say nothing much happens here, but the village still casts a magic spell for old and young. Maybe not very exciting for the teenagers and young adults who desire a bit of nightlife activity. To me, the beach is like a cocoon keeping us safe. Recorded by Elle.